Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. Should have checked the eyebrows first. Sorry about that. I am continuing our Mummy series today with The Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Wow, I actually said that. I mean, that's usually one of those words that I flub up pretty good. So I'm surprised I got through that one. This one, now you may notice if you're over here on our YouTube channel that the poster looks a little bit different because I couldn't find a vertical poster that I liked. So I used the horizontal poster to create the podcast image from that. And I'll show you that here in just a minute. And of course, we're going to talk about the trailer now. Are you a fan of the Mummy movies? Are you a fan of Brendan Fraser? All of this kind of stuff that went on. I'm not talking about the modern stuff. I'm just talking about like how the movies went. It's like the Mummy went so big and so hard that they had to follow it up with the second one. Now, I think they just were trying to press their luck a little bit too far, kind of like the old Press Your Luck series. And they're going, no whammies, no whammies, no whammies, stop! And where they hit the whammy, well, I think the Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor is the whammy. Now, this is totally the whammy of the Mummy movies. If you are a fan of the Mummy movies and you have not seen this one, I can recommend watching it. It's at least watchable. But beyond that, it's an adventure. Let's just put it that way. It is an adventure. Some of the biggest flaws that this has is some of the casting changes. Now, of course, we get Brendan Fraser, but what am I referring to? Well, let's check out the trailer and find out. And then, of course, I'm going to share the podcast image. And I'm going to share with you the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com. Are you ready for that? Well, I guess we'll find out. Also, I may be sounding a little bit different in today's episode. I decided to take the filter off of my mic. So I'm hoping that that will help me come through a little bit more crisp and a little bit less breathy. I come across as very breathy anyways, so I'm just trying to... I don't want that like tinny sound from the breathiness coming through, so I thought I would do a test today of no filter on the microphone. I don't know if you guys can see like part of the mic there. Got cat marks on it and stuff too from my kitties. Gotta appreciate that. So don't want it in the frame if I can help it. There we go. So that might have sounded a little bit weird when I was adjusting that too. So my apologies. But let's check out the trailer and then jump into this one a little bit further.
After 2,000 years, a mystery lost to time is about to be unearthed.
It's the tomb of the Dragon Emperor, Tom.
And a legendary evil will be awoken. Pictures.
Good going, Dad. He raised another mummy. In his tomb, he said he had control of the five elements.
I hate mummies! They never play fair!
And the producers of The Mummy and The Mummy Returns.
How exactly was supposed to fend him off? When the Emperor built the Great Wall, he buried his enemies underneath it. I will call them to battle once again.
So these are the good undead guys, right?
Beyond death, beyond imagination, lies an adventure that will live for all eternity. The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm referring to a little bit, is you've probably noticed a major cast change there. And then it's like, how to continue the Mummy movies? Let's move it to Asia and add Jet Li and add all of the martial arts, because the Mummy story has been taken as far as we can take it, so let's do this to it. Well, that it both works and it doesn't. Let me show you the podcast image. This is the poster. This is the podcast image. I changed it a little bit. I couldn't quite get it completely centered as I wanted it to, but I think it still turned out pretty good. But back to the poster. Now, I want to share with you the original review that I had written back when I reviewed this for the first time. This came out in 2008. I should probably look and check the exact date that I had posted this. I know it's been a while. But so, yeah, this one, this review has been up on MovieDeputy.com for quite a while. Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Here we go. If I can get my computer to cooperate here. The O'Connells are back again, only this time they're almost unrecognizable. It has been many years since we saw them last in their effort to save their son. Now he's all grown up and has taken after his dad in all of the wrong ways. As Rick and Evie attempt to get themselves back on track, they struggle with trying to fathom the track that their son is on. His adventures go even further than those of his dad, considering all of Rick's adventures. That's truly saying something. There will be an unexpected assistant that will help him along the way, but not before placing him in peril. To begin with, Ares, but Taro, stop it. Sorry, it's just very distracting when I have a kitty that is pawing at my computer. Once again, the story revolves around a mythical city that no one is supposed to know about, plus a mythical fountain. I'm going to push you off the desk, Batero. That is around the world. What do these things have in common? That will reveal itself as the story is told. This third installment in the Mummy series continues the story, but in doing so, it also disconnects itself with some obvious changes. Though it's not for everyone, it wraps the story up in an unconventional way. Will there be more to come? Who knows? But knowing the O'Connells, I've learned never to say never. So that's kind of a little bit of an interesting take on that, including all of the little goofs from a special little kitty here. I'm not actually going to shove him off the desk. I'm just trying to get him from stop trying to biting on my cords and my computer. I have a Dell all-in-one, so chewing on that would be bad. And considering he chewed up a brand new computer monitor when he was 8 months old, yeah, that was an entirely other adventure. But so that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. If you hadn't already figured it out, Evie is the major cast change, because you probably recognize some other faces in this as well. So, is this one that you have ever checked out? Is this one that you've been curious to check out? Or are you a fan of Brendan Fraser nowadays and you are curious his older works? By the way, I recommend George of the Jungle as a good place to start. It's aimed at kids. It's goofy. It's downright dumb, but it's entertaining and it's fun. And plus, you get to see Brendan Fraser almost naked. Little bonus there, at least for the female listeners out there. And maybe some of the male listeners, too. I mean, I know. You never know. But I hope that this is fun for you too. Now, you may be wondering, guilty or innocent? This one, some of the fighting scenes are still a little bit intense, so I would give this one, I'm going to give it a guilty rating, but I would say probably 8+ age-wise on this for recommended ages for the viewers. Now, score-wise, this one might not surprise you based on what I was describing this one as. The Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor only got a 4.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Not the worst, but not the best. Now, a 4 on most scales is pretty bad, but a 4 on my scale is watchable but forgettable. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of this movie that I had to go back and rewatch because I couldn't remember most of it. So I guess that kind of fits right in that category, doesn't it? So if you haven't done so already, I hope that you click that subscribe button and turn on that little notification bell to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And I will be back Wednesday with another mummy movie for you. So which mummy movie follows this one? Guess you'll have to come back and find out. Till later, guys. Bye-bye.